What a day. I'm exhausted. I can't wait to... Ooh. What do we have here? Ooh la la, a show. He won't notice me staring, will he? I mean, his back is turned, so I doubt he will. Oh, but he looks so good. I never realized how toned his back is. Or the fact that I look like a total creep right now, but... I don't think he'll notice. He's not even looking over here. Oh my gosh. Oh my god, no. No, right? No, he didn't look over here, no. No, I think he's staring at somewhere else, right? Please. No, I think he saw me. I think, nope, he definitely saw me. Oh my god, what am I gonna say? I'm such an idiot. Oh, fuck. What can I possibly say? I look like a total freak right now. I just wanna die. Please, god, let a hole open up and totally swallow me in, please, because I don't wanna deal with this. Oh, hi, neighbor. Didn't see you there. Yeah. No, I was staring, actually. Yeah, I thought I saw, like, a spider crawling in your window, and I was like, I was gonna call you and tell you, but, I mean, it's just a spider, and you're not scared of insects, are you? I doubt you're scared of insects. What do I mean? You just look like you're not scared of insects. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm sorry. Yes, I was staring just a little. I'm not gonna lie. But I mean, yeah, I have nothing else to say. My hair. Yeah, I was at the gym. I know it's a little messy right now. Right, yeah, I know you guys invited us over for dinner. I couldn't make it. I had a lot going on. But I didn't know you wanted me there. I'm just a little shy. I mean, I'm new in town, I'm new in the neighborhood. I didn't know how to deal with it. And my parents are a lot friendlier than I am. Like, I'm just a little, you know. You can tell? Sorry, is that a bad thing? No, I'm so embarrassed. I mean, I got caught staring at you. Yeah, not exactly a good first impression. What's that? I know, it is kind of hard to talk to you through the window, isn't it? But hey, I mean, you're great. Next window neighbor, I guess. Oh, yeah, I've been loving it here. Everyone's so friendly, and I guess I'm kind of making friends. The only person I haven't made friends with yet is you, and I just didn't know how to approach you and how to talk to you. What? Oh, you saw that? No, I wasn't staring at you when you were mowing the lawn. When was this? Oh. See, I have this problem. I, like, daze a lot, and I focus on one thing without noticing, so I'm sure I didn't mean to stare at you like that. What's that? Come over. You want me to come over to your room? Like... right now? Like, right now? No, I mean, I just got back from the gym. I need to shower and everything. I wouldn't... No, I'm not trying to run from it. Why would I do that? You seem so friendly, and I'd love to get to know you more, but I just have a lot going on tomorrow, and, I mean, I think this conversation through the window, I think it's great. Don't you think? It's kind of hard to hear me. Yeah, I bet. I'd love to come over, just not today. Besides, I'm sure your girlfriend wouldn't be okay with that. Why am I assuming you have a girlfriend? Well, last night I was closing my curtain and I look over and I saw a girl in your room. Trust me, I completely looked away. I didn't want to keep staring, but you should totally learn how to close your curtain, by the way, because I can see everything. Right, yeah. No, I try not to stare. It's kind of hard sometimes, but yeah, there was a girl, and I mean, you two seemed pretty friendly. And I closed my curtain. I didn't want to look over and see anything else. You know, because that's not okay. And I don't want to come off as a creep or something, but. Oh, that was your sister. I didn't know you have a sister. Yeah, I guess there's a lot we don't know about each other. I've just never seen her, you know? Since we moved in, I've only ever seen you and your parents. Oh, she doesn't live with you guys. Oh, I get it. What about you? I mean, do you ever see yourself moving out and living in your own house? Yeah, eventually. I get that. I mean, I love living here with my parents, but eventually I want to have my own house, my own husband, my own kids. You know, just my own cute little family. That's the goal. Do I have someone? No, I recently got out of a relationship. Yeah, I was considering moving in with my ex. Until we broke up and I realized I want a completely different chapter and I want to start somewhere fresh. So I agreed to come here with my parents and honestly, the town's not so bad. I can get used to it. Yeah, I am a city girl at heart and I'm sure I'll always want to go back, but it's nice here for a change. And everyone else is so different and so friendly. Yeah, they've been so kind to me since I moved in. I haven't been trying to run away from you. No, that's not true. I'm just, you know, if you couldn't notice, I'm kind of nervous around cute people. Yeah. There, I said it. I think you're cute. If it wasn't obvious enough, I feel like I embarrassed myself enough at this point to tell you and admit it that I do think you're cute. I'm sure everyone else does. They'd be stupid not to. And when I saw you know, shirtless, I couldn't help but stare. Can you blame me? I mean, I'm just a simple girl. I'm sure if, you know, it was you in my place, and you saw me getting undressed. You would probably stare just a little. You might try not to, of course. Just, you know, to respect me and everything, but you'd be tempted, right? What? You have? You've also done that? Oh, I thought I was careful. I mean, the last thing I want to do is undress in front of you and make you uncomfortable, but. Well, technically, it's not in front of you, but if my window's open and you can see everything, then. That's. Not so bad? No, it's not. I don't really mind it if you look at me. Why would I? I think it's cute. I never caught you doing it. And even if I did, I probably wouldn't close my window. I'd still keep it open so you can see. Yeah, I don't know why I said that. I just had an energy drink before my workout and it's making me say all kinds of things, so please ignore me. I don't. The last thing I want to do is make things awkward between us. We haven't even hung out together yet or anything. This is the first proper conversation we ever have. And God, it is going horrible. I mean, I'm not so happy with the impression I'm making. What? You think it's cute? Oh, thanks. What's that? The guitar in my room? Yeah, I play. I grew up loving the guitar and I learned it growing up. Yeah, it's a true hobby of mine. I'm not a bad singer. You want me to sing for you right now? What, right now? No, I can't. I'm on the spot. I have to be ready. I'm not ready now. Besides, if you're just gonna stare at me do it, I'm just gonna chicken out. Well, what about you? Do you play any instruments? Mm-hmm. Maybe we can play together at some point then. Yeah, that way you get to hear me and I get to hear you. Two birds and one stone, right? It would be a good icebreaker as well. Me? No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not gonna do anything after I shower. I was just planning to watch some Netflix and sit by myself. Are you trying to get me to invite you? Because I'm not coming over to your place. Someone's persistent, huh? So you wanna come to my room? Okay, fine. Only because I can't say no to you. Not when you're giving me that smirk. Do you give that smirk to everyone else? So you can get in their rooms? Or am I a special one? What do you mean? I'm suddenly confident? I've been confident. I don't know what happens to me. I get all flustered when someone, you know, like you, looks at me, talks to me. Really? You think I'm pretty? What do you mean? No, that's not fair. You have to tell me what you meant. You were gonna say something. I can see it all over your face. Oh, you're such a liar. You are such a liar. Are you doing it on purpose? You'll tell me when you come over? Okay, fine. I guess I'll shower later. Come over then. My parents are not home. Okay. See you. Wow, I never realized how tall you are. I'm just short. No, I'm not. I'm not. Stop making fun of me. Wow. You're something else. No, you're just really different than I thought you'd be. You're actually really friendly. I thought you were a little stuck up. Sorry, just what I thought. I mean, it's normal to make assumptions before actually meeting someone, right? Right. So what do you think of my room? You've only seen it from your point of view over there. Bigger than you thought. Yeah, I asked for the biggest room in the house. I mean, I'm an only child. It's the least they can do. Exactly. Yeah, sorry, I have all of my stuffed animals on the bed. Why are you laughing? Yes, I still love those things. It doesn't matter how old I am, okay? Don't make fun of me. And if you're gonna make fun of me, leave. I'm just joking, don't leave. Yeah, you can sit on my bed. Oh, these? Yeah, I was just writing some songs. I try to come up with my own songs, but I've never actually done it. That's the goal one day. I plan to get there. Really? Well, that's so cool. I didn't know that. We can maybe write it together sometime. Yeah. Yeah, I'd love that. So, what were you gonna tell me earlier? Oh, come on. You know what you were gonna say. I don't, but you do, so. Are you gonna spit it out? Oh. You thought it was cute since the moment you saw me coming here. Yeah, I mean, sorry. I remember you were staring at me a lot. I just thought you were trying to be friendly, and I was a nervous mess looking down at the ground while my parents were meeting yours. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, by the way. I just wasn't expecting my neighbor to be so cute. Yeah, the one across from me. Exactly. No, I did too. Obviously, if you couldn't tell. You caught me staring at you a couple times, which means you were staring at me as well. So it's nice to know that the feeling's mutual. My hands shaking. Yeah, I shake a little when I'm nervous. Of course I'm nervous. Why wouldn't I be? And the way you're looking at me right now isn't exactly helping. So, could you not? Don't look at me like that. Because you're making me shy, and usually I'm pretty good at holding eye contact. But with you, I'm finding it very hard. What? You wanna kiss me? No, I don't mind. I don't mind at all. It's just that I've never kissed anyone. That's pretty embarrassing to admit, but I've dated plenty of guys. I just never felt strongly enough for them to kiss them. Kissing is something that means a lot to me. And more. So, I guess I'm just saving it for that special someone. You want to be the special someone? Yeah. I'm sure you can. But how are you planning to do that? You want to take me on a date? Yeah, that's a nice start. Oh? You just want me to put on my best outfit? Okay. Tomorrow? No, I don't have anything. Okay. Yeah, I'd really like that. Sorry, I almost caved. I almost kissed you. It's hard. I mean, you have really nice lips. What are you doing? Yeah, I know my parents are here, so. You don't want them to catch you? So, are you gonna try to climb out through the window? Yeah, you're crazy. It's fine, I'll tell them we were doing something together. Studying or something. They won't care. Oh my gosh. You're overthinking it. Fine. Just stay here. I'll sneak you out. All right. So, what should we do in the meantime? You wanna watch a movie? Okay, let's do it.